from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. There's no promise yet from the province on repairing or uploading Municipal Road, the former Highway 67 that connects Highways 101 and 11, crossing the border between Timmins and Iroquois Falls. The mayors and CAOs of both municipalities met Transportation Minister Prabhmeet Sarkarian last month. Timmins CAO Dave Landers says all they were told is it's being studied, while the deterioration of the road continues.
If there's no help on the way, we know that our partners in Iroquois Falls will never be able to get around to working on their share of the road. The sheer cost of it is multiple times their municipal budget.
Landers says without provincial help, Timmins will pulverize the pavement, making it a gravel road with reduced speed limits and load weights. Highway 101 remained closed east of Folliette today following a fatal collision yesterday afternoon. Provincial police say a 38-year-old Chapleau resident was killed. That person was a passenger in the car that collided with a transport. The driver suffered life-threatening injuries. As the investigation continues at the scene, passenger vehicles are being detoured via Nova Road. Large trucks are not being allowed through. Electors in the Belleville area riding of Bay of Quinte are voting in a provincial by-election today. The constituency was declared vacant when Education Minister Todd Smith suddenly resigned a month ago. In a surprising move, Premier Doug Ford announced the by-election just 5 days later. The riding was created only 6 years ago, and political observers note that parts which used to be in other ridings have voted Liberal in the past. Ontario's provincial deficit is at $600 million. The province says that shortfall is nearly $700 million better than it forecast for the end of the fiscal year in March. A combination of higher revenues, increased program spending, and lower than planned interest on debt are cited as reasons why. The government also points out infrastructure spending is up nearly 23%, health sector spending rose almost 9%, and spending on education was up more than 7.5%. Kids Help Phone says the most comprehensive list of youth-focused mental health and well-being resources in Canada is now available. It involves a new webpage called Resources Around Me and a verified youth apps database. Officials say the webpage is helping connect young people, their families, service providers, and others to over 40,000 vetted programs and services across Canada. It's available at the Kids Help Phone website.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.